Welcome to For Good Measure, an interview series celebrating diverse composers and other creative artists, sponsored by a grant from the California Arts Council. I'm Nanette McGinnis, Artistic Executive Director of Ensemble for These Times. In this week's episode, we continue our conversation with Vivian Fung, who we spoke to in March 2022. You've written eloquently about combining motherhood with being a creative artist, saying, "When I was 19 and highly impressionable, my then mentor David Diamond offered this advice at a pre-concert lecture moments before my debut. You will have to choose, Vivian. Either you will have a wonderful life as a composer or you will have babies." Being entirely green, I believed what he said, and for the next 20 years, I proceeded through life with the intention of being childless and focused on the singular pursuit of a composing career. Has this changed now, some 20-plus years later?
Well, you know, I have a son now who's 6, and this is gonna date me, but I had my son when I was 40, so I was a, you know, talk about late bloomer. And for a long time, I didn't want to have children because of the quote that you just read. But, you know, things change. You meet a partner and your priorities start to shift. And I have to say, you know, motherhood, and this is, you know, that's, I like to talk about it because it's still very much taboo, has been a burgeoning of creativity for me because you're no longer focused on me. You know, it's not about me and it's not about I, it's about, you know, making the world a better place for your child, for your children. And that really puts a different perspective on everything, and it puts a different lens on everything, and it becomes so, nurturing, and that you're not just nurturing one person, you're nurturing this community, right? And because it does take a village, and it also makes you think about, you know, your impression, your influence on other people. And so composition is a means for me to do that, I think. And it's beautiful because a lot of the compositions that I've done subsequent to that has been through the eyes of my child. You know, I've composed a piece called, it was just performed with the Albany Symphony, A Child's Dream of Toys, and it's about the journey, and it's all fast music, you know. I think since having my child, actually my creativity and my output has actually really increased, and I compose more quickly and with bursts of energy that I've found that I didn't even know that I had before, you know. So it's been really quite wonderful for me. Not to say that everything is wonderful about having children, and I wouldn't say, you know, to have children just because you want to be creative, right? But that's a different thing. But I think that for me, it's just, it's the opposite of what I was led to believe, you know, that once you have children, that's the end. It's, for me, it was really a beginning of another chapter.
That's fabulous. One of the things that's changed during my career has been the world's openness to people saying that they have children and bringing them to work with you, beyond a special bring your kid to work day. It used to be that kids were hidden somewhere and didn't come. Even if you had a child who could sit still during a rehearsal, there was no thought or possibility of bringing them. But that has changed. And that's very cool. Mm-hmm. You're passionate about mentoring young composers and are devoted to teaching and fostering emerging talent. Do you have any advice to give young or aspiring artists in these times or in any times?
I think, you know, it took me a long time to figure out things and where I fit in and my voice and all that. And I think I go back to what I was saying before, to trust your intuition. So, you know, beginning composition students, or even if you're not beginning composition students, you'll get a lot of advice about things, and you'll have a lot of courses and other sort of, and I think the thing is to return back to is to always trust your instincts about what is right or where you fit in or how to find your voice, is to just really listen to that inner voice that will really guide you through to what you want to do, whether it be composition or otherwise. And I think that that is really important. That has sustained me through really hard times, and also been integral for me to make certain key decisions about life and about things. And you know, even as fundamental as having a child, you know, if I listened to all my mentors, then I wouldn't have a child, right? And you know, it's really important to cultivate that inner voice, that inner strength, and that inner that force that will hold you together. That's really important.
What are your current artistic goals for yourself? Do you have any projects coming up that you're excited to share with our listeners and viewers?
Yeah, I have lots of projects that are brewing. I think I counted like something like seven or eight projects this year.
Wow.
And I do want to mention that, you know, this idea of cultivating my oral history with my family, and, you know, I've composed these opera scenes, it's called Grover and Friends and Alarm. And it's really about my cousins and my family and their journey, you know, escaping the oppression of the Khmer Rouge and coming to a new country and all the trauma that's associated with that. So I would love to cultivate that into a full-length opera in the near future. And I'm working with a fabulous librettist on that. And so... yeah, I mean, I think all the other projects are really cool too. And I don't know if we have time for me to mention everything, but working on, I just finished my fifth string quartet. And then I'm working on a piece for two pianos and two percussion for a group in Philadelphia called Network for New Music. And then another orchestral piece for... River Oaks Chamber Orchestra down in Texas. And then, you know, in Canada, a flute concerto with the Vancouver Symphony. So all over the place. And then, of course, our project together. So, yeah, lots of wonderful things.
Thank you for listening to For Good Measure. And a special thank you to our guest, Vivian Fung, for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast by clicking on the subscribe button and support us by sharing it with your friends, posting about it on social media, and leaving us a rating and a review. To learn more about E4TT, our concert season online and in the Bay Area, or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us at www.e4tt.org. This podcast is made possible in part by a grant from the California Arts Council and generous donors like you. For Good Measure is produced by Nanette McGinnis and Ensemble for These Times and designed by Brennan Stokes, with special thanks to audio engineer extraordinaire Stephanie Newman. Remember to keep supporting equity in the arts and tune in next week for Good Measure.